This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Roads in Metro Denver could be slick this morning as a spring storm moves through the state. That includes on interstates like I-25 and I-70, but conditions should clear up after the morning commute. Bruno Rodriguez is a forecaster with the National Weather Service.
Drying out, you know, mostly by mid-morning, just some residual showers maybe over the mountains and some of the southern plains.
Parts of the high country got close to 2 feet of snow overnight. Vail Pass and Idaho Springs saw the brunt of the storm. A state bill to expand accessible housing for people with disabilities lacks the support to move forward this year. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Democratic Representative David Ortiz says he didn't have the votes to require apartment buildings to include more units adapted to people with limited mobility. So instead, he's setting up a task force to come up with recommendations on expanding access for housing, outdoor recreation, and government.
Able-bodied individuals, leg walkers as I call them, just were not ready and we're not comfortable with the transformative work we were trying to do. I didn't consider it too lofty. It's not like I was even asking for full equity, which I should be asking for.
Ortiz is Colorado's first lawmaker to use a wheelchair, a bill he's sponsoring to make it easier for people to sue for disability discrimination is still moving through the state house. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There will be a public memorial for Colorado Congresswoman Pat Schroeder in downtown Denver this week. Governor Jared Polis and Schroeder's husband will be among the speakers. It will be held at 2 on Friday afternoon at the History Colorado Museum. Schroeder represented the state's first congressional district, Denver, for 24 years. Schroeder passed away in Florida last month at the age of 82. This is CPR News and KRCC.